The Resurrection of Tess Blessing, Chapter 1. While others leave her side, I never will. My Tess is a sly one, quite the little actress. When called upon to do so, she can appear to be a concerned citizen, a capable mother, the confident wife of the president of the Chamber of Commerce. Appearing ordinary is one of her best talents, as long as nothing unexpected blows up in her face, which, of course, life being the minefield that it is about to. Morning winter sun is streaming through the four-pane kitchen windows that overlook the white picket fence backyard of the darling red brick colonial in Ruby Falls, Wisconsin, population 5,623. There are three of us gathered around the distressed pine kitchen table that's been passed down through the Blessing family for generations. 49-year-old Tess, her lovely 18-year-old daughter Hattie, who's returned to the roost to spend the Christmas holiday, and me, who has always been and always will be, but remains unnamed for the time being. The man of the house, Will, has already left for the day. He's busy seating the breakfast bunch at Count Your Blessings, the popular Main Street 50-style diner that he inherited from his father upon his passing. Tess's other child, Henry, a junior in high school, remains upstairs, wrapped in his Star Wars sheets. Like most 15-year-olds, the boy believes the world revolves around him.